Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. You're going to be glad you're with me because we got Ruth King back on the show. Ruth is a good friend of ours, a longtime Brain Trust member, the founder and the president of ProfitabilityChannel.com. That's an outstanding television program that you can find online. All about small business. She's the author of a number of books, including The Ugly Truth About Small Business and The Ugly Truth About Managing People. And more importantly, though, she's our good friend, Ruth King. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim, for having me back. It's great to be here.
Always a pleasure to have you back. Ruth, as you cast your eyes and your activity across the marketplace, what are you seeing from the small business owners that you talk to? How are they feeling about the economy these days?
I think most of them, or at least the ones that I work with, are looking at it starting to turn around, and revenues are increasing, profits are going up a little bit, and hopefully everything will continue along that line, and we'll see even greater growth in 2011 than we see in 2010.
One of the things that we learned this last week about from our online audience that takes our poll, we put out a poll that, our last week's poll question was, as your business grows, are you more likely to hire someone, or are you more likely to use technology instead of hiring someone first? Guess which one they chose?
Technology.
7-1.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean 7-3. 71, I think, to 29%, something like that.
Yeah.
Chose the using technology. Now that's talk about a sea change over the last 20 years, and that does not bode well for unemployment coming down very quickly, does it?
No, but it also they're going to use technology, and from my perspective, use contract labor for a while too.
Yeah,
until they make sure it works.
They're going to be contract to part timers,
mm-hmm.
staffing. They're going to use staffing as much as they can.
Yep.
The people in the staffing business probably are going to have a good time for the next few years.
Yeah,
I would think
they'll be very happy.
Yeah, but even so, the other surveys show that people are very cautious mm-hmm. about investing in capital expenditures or hiring people, aren't they?
Right, absolutely.
They're what is it that the Pilgrims said? Trust in God, but keep your powder dry.
Yep.
You know, they American entrepreneurs want to grow. They like having things to be excited about. They want to grow their business. But boy, they're being pragmatic about it right now, aren't they?
Yes, and we should be. I think we went through the days where free spending are over.
Yeah. This has been an education process. What we've gone through in the last couple of years, Ruth, has been an education process. Not for you and me, because I'm a lot older than you are, but you've been around a couple of these downturns.
Yep.
Some of these, you know, there are people who are fully, you know, fully formed adults out there in the marketplace who've never been through anything like this.
Exactly.
And this has been an education for them, hasn't it?
Yep. But it's also been different for us, too. This has been a very different one than, I think, than in past downturns, too.
Yeah. No, there's no question that this has been the toughest one that I've been through. The one in the 70s, mid-70s, and the two in the early 80s. And those back-to-back like that, the way they were over about a 6 or 7 year period, that was pretty tough, too. But one of the things that's been interesting to me, Ruth, has been this is the second jobless recovery in a row.
Yeah, that's true.
And that's been interesting, hasn't it? Because you know, a lot of it is structural, isn't it?
Yes. I mean, if you look at, we're in the age of information now. The age of manufacturing, whatever it was, is over.
Yeah.
And we're seeing that more and more. And we're also seeing, you know, as you and I talked about, we're seeing the fact that a lot of large corporations are holding on to their cash and they're trying to
seize us. $1.5 trillion.
Yeah.
In cash on the balance sheets of American corporations, major corporations, $1.5 trillion. That's preposterous.
Well, they don't trust anything either.
Yeah, what does that say? So there's really no. I mean, the small businesses are are doing the same thing. I mean, they don't have a lot of cash. None of us, you know, we're all undercapitalized, but still, we're doing essentially the same thing, aren't we? And until some kind of confidence is found somewhere, it's going to be that way for a while, isn't it?
Absolutely.
It seems to me. It's and nobody had to instruct me on that, or GM on that, or you know, Xerox or whatever big company or whatever little company. Nobody had to instruct us on that. I mean, it's a feeling, isn't it?
Yes, and we're not spending, we're not doing anything until we're sure.
You know, back when all of the politicians were complaining because banks aren't lending to small businesses. Well, the independent banks were telling me, we'll loan to small businesses. That's not the problem. They're not coming in to ask us for loans.
Yeah.
There's a deleveraging scenario going on out there, isn't it?
Right, and everybody's saying cash, don't pile on debt.
Yeah, hold the cash. And we need to get that lesson across to our members of Congress, don't we?
Yes.
Ruth, what are you telling your... Now, you've got clients. You're dealing right. with small business owners out there. What are you telling them?
To save 1% of everything that walks in the door at a minimum.
Say it again.
Save 1% of everything that comes in the door at a minimum.
Save 1%.
Yeah.
All right.
And become your own line of credit.
Mm-hmm.
Don't borrow it from the bank.
All right. What else?
Just watch the receivables. Make sure that if it's over 30 days, you make a phone call. If you're not doing COD, most everybody's going to at least deposits and COD right now.
Yeah. You know, our collection experts tell us that every day over 30 days that you don't get your money, the rate of the chances of you not getting it goes up exponentially.
I believe it.
And once it's over 60, you know, you really got a problem.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, and the large corporations are saying, I want terms of net 75. I don't think so. I can see going and wanting to put an air conditioning system in and say, I'll pay you in 75 days. I don't think so.
Right. No, exactly.
Not going to happen.
I don't understand that kind of behavior. Do you?
They think they can get away with it. Some people will say yes.
And they do get away with it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, here's the sad part. If somebody tells you they're going to pay you in 75, you're probably not going to get it for 90.
I agree.
I mean, that's the thing. If they'll tell you 75... Mm-hmm. Then you know, everybody thinks that, you know, what I tell you, I'm going to take longer.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's kind of the general feeling. So
yeah,
hold on to that thought. Ruth, got to take a quick break. Give us your website before we go, though.
www.profitabilitychannel.com.
Lots of good stuff there, folks. Check it out when you get a chance. I'm going to take a quick break. I'm Jim Blassingame. Ruth King is our guest. Her book is called The Ugly Truth About Managing People. Stay with us. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blassingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. And my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you'll check it out when you get a chance. Lots of stuff there to help you with your small business. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get a chance. Right there on the homepage, you can do that and check out all the other things there. And don't forget our poll question that we have on the right side of the homepage. And just click on the answer and submit it, and we'll keep you posted on how it turns out. 23 after, Ruth King is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, CEO of the Profitability Channel, that's profitabilitychannel.com, author of a number of books on the topic. Ruth, remind us about Profitability Channel.
Profitability Channel is basically television over the internet for business owners. We have financial programs, sales programs. You can watch at your leisure 24/7, 365. When you need answers, we've got them.
All right, so check it out, folks, profitabilitychannel.com. Ruth, we're talking about the economy. We're talking about what we're seeing out there for small businesses. What are some other things as you talk to the clients that you work with as well, one of the things you were telling me is that, you know, you've had some scenarios lately where employees were doing something that they shouldn't be doing.
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah, I was just recently with a client, and we found one of their bookkeeper was actually embezzling out of petty cash, a little bit at a time, but a little bit of time over several years.
How did you find it?
How did I find it? First of all, my gut's really good. So when I walked in for the first time, I knew something was wrong.
What did your gut tell you at the beginning?
Gut told me that something wasn't right here.
Yeah.
And it wasn't right because there wasn't the proper cash flow procedures.
Right.
None of the cash that they
received. You saw the checks and balances weren't there, and you said, I don't even know this person, but without these checks and balances, this would be tempting for a lot of people.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. And then there were too many things wrong when I went through the financials and when I went through the general ledger and the general journal and all of their stuff.
Yep.
None of the cash was being deposited.
Right. That's one of the big tip-offs, isn't it? Because this happened to me a few years ago, several years ago, actually. All of a sudden, this was another business that I had. All of a sudden, cash was not, there wasn't as much cash in any given day as another, you know, as there usually was.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a big part of it. They'll do the cash first, and then they graduate to checks, don't they?
Well, that won't happen here.
Yeah. But that's what happens when you abdicate instead of just delegating.
Yeah, and that's true. I mean, you and I have talked about this many, many times. You can delegate responsibility for your financial position, but you can never abdicate it because it's your money and your name on the bottom line.
Yeah, exactly.
And
so
I told the owner, I said, you know, in a lot of respects, in a very perverse way, I'm glad this happened because you'll never trust in the bookkeeper again, and you shouldn't. The job of a good embezzler is to become the trusted bookkeeper.
Well, somebody once said that locks were made for honest people.
Mm-hmm.
Checks and balances are made for honest people, aren't they?
Yep.
Because, you know, I've seen times, Ruth, where someone worked for somebody for years and years and years and never did anything, and then something changed in their lives.
Yep.
Somebody got mad. Something happened.
Somebody got sick,
and there just was... There was, you know, by that time they knew where all the wrinkles were,
mm-hmm.
and they did it, and it's a sad situation, but you do it to help keep people from being tempted.
Right.
You're doing it. You don't just do it for yourself. You do it for your employees as well, don't you?
Absolutely, because you want to keep the honest people honest.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. What are some other things that you've seen lately?
That I've seen, you know, unfortunately, a lot of. The other thing I'm seeing is that people are starting to really focus on their marketing. I know that's not our topic of today, but
no, that's a good topic. We're seeing, and I've reported on a recent survey on that. The FedEx Office survey showed that people were focusing more on their marketing,
right, and taking care of their customers and asking for referrals, and making sure that because of the people who know them already are the most likely people to buy from them again.
Yeah.
And actually contacting them and doing things for their current customers rather than trying to get new ones.
Right. Yeah.
Not that you don't stop getting new ones, but, you know, focus on the current customers because they know you, they're willing to listen more so, and if you educate them properly, they're more likely to say yes.
One of the biggest mistakes that businesses make of all sizes is not appreciating the customers they already have.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's a lot. It costs a lot less to get an existing customer to come back than it does to get a brand new customer to come the first time.
Right.
But for some reason, I don't know what it is, but we just seem to not. We seem to want new people more than we want. You know, we take the other people for granted, I think, too much.
Well, if you look at the, especially with small businesses who get co-op finance and co-op advertising, they're focusing
right.
on what the big corporations want, not what they need.
Right.
And the big corps want more and more people with their brand names, and so they're
mm-hmm.
going after people who nobody's got yet.
Right.
Whereas a small business owner has to focus on people that have used them in the past and ask for referrals.
Don't you think more and more people are going to be gravitating toward community and less to advertising and marketing? And isn't that going to, if that's true, isn't that going to be good news for small business?
Marketing and advertising will never stop. It's just its form is going to change.
Right, that's right. It's going to happen more inside of communities, I think, and I think small businesses are the best at that. Ruth, we need that website again, please.
www.profitabilitychannel.com.
All right. Thanks for being here. Good job today, Ruth.
My pleasure.
Keep up the good work over there. Ruth King, ladies and gentlemen. She'll be back another day. I will be, too, after these messages. You got to take a quick break. It's 29 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
In Prosperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.